a mad, mad, mad.
I mean, just tell me. We must have been doing over 80, you know.
An ambulance. We ought to call an ambulance.
Oh, look at that car.
How could
that car be? Are you doing 90 miles an hour?
I wasn't doing it.
You weren't standing still.
I never saw such a crazy car.
Let's get down there.
Come on, let's go.
We're going to go down there. You stay in the car.
Now, Russell, be careful. Remember your condition.
Yeah.
Boy, the way he just sailed out there.
Look out, look out, look out. There's nobody in the car. Holy smoke. How about that? This guy's still alive, I tell you. He's still alive.
Well, maybe we ought to call an ambulance for him right away.
How he survived after all that. The way you went sailing right out there.
Look, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I have some medical experience. I'm a dentist. Do you think you're hurt real bad?
Is he kidding?
Now, just hold on, mister. We're going to get you to hospital.
You move me, I'll break up in little pieces. But what a deal. Look, there's this dough, see? There's all this dough. 350 G's. Do you hear what I'm saying? 350 G's. In the park. In Rosita. Rosita Beach State Park. Just out of Dago in Santa Rosita. It's in this box. Buried under this... buried under this big W. You'll see it. You'll see it under this... under this big W. You can't miss it. A big W. And it's been there, and it's been laying there for 15 years.
He may die.
Listen, I tell you, I'm giving it to you. And don't let him kid you. Don't let him kid you. Don't let him give you the business, see? Because it was mine. And I paid for it. Paid for every lousy buck of it, you hear? But watch out. Watch out for the bulls. Lousy, stinking bulls are everywhere. Bulls all over the place. You just drive down and dig it up. Dig it all up. And then you fix yourselves all up. Fix yourselves all up. Walk down the street like a king. Back to the old neighborhood. See the fellas. The dames. The dames all with a big hello. A big hello for old Smiler. Good old Smiler. Everybody.
Everybody's friend.
Ed Bell, I didn't mean to do it.
Oh, Mackerel, take it easy, mister.
Easy. Please. Please say it don't make any difference, Ed Bell. Please. You gotta say. You gotta tell me it don't make any difference.
For heaven's sake, tell him.
It don't make any difference.
Guy's dead. You better believe it.
Well, I believe it, all right. But if he jumps up again like he did before, I'm going to get the hell out of here.
Boy, what a routine he went through.
Somebody ought to cover him up.
What are you looking at me for, pal? All I got is this sweater.
Never mind. I got a blanket up there in the truck. Tell me something. Do you think there was anything in all that? I mean, you know what
no,
he was doing.
Just raving, man. He flipped.
Hey, this must be the police. You think we ought to tell him about what he was talking about?
What he was just saying. Don't say anything, because they'll ask this question. We'll be here all day.
We can't afford to be here all day. We got to be in Vegas this afternoon.
Oh, I got a van of furniture. I got to get to Yuma.
My wife and I, we're on a second honeymoon, you know, and I don't know where we...
Yeah, well, my wife is up there with her mother, and we're on our way to Lake Mead.
Well, what's all the arguing about? We just clam up, see? We don't say nothing, and this way we get out of here.
You a police officer?
Yep.
How long ago did this happen?
About 5 minutes ago. No, a few minutes ago. About 5 minutes ago, officer.
Didn't even see it?
Actually see it happen?
Well, he passed me on a curve, you know, when he made the curve.
Did anybody actually see it?
Well, he was passing me when he sailed right out there. Or right over there, up there.
Who was the first down to him?
Well, we all went.
Well, I got out of my car.
Was he dead? Was he already dead? I said, was he already dead when you got down here?
Practically.
He was still alive. Did he say anything?
I said, did he say anything before he died?
Well, what about?
What do you mean, what about? Did he say anything or didn't he say anything?
Well...
He was raving, officer.
Raving,
that's
raving.
What he was.
What about raving?
Yeah, well, he said... What he said was sort of, it was sort of...
embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's what was.
What was. Come on.
He thought that this fellow was his aunt.
His aunt?
Yeah, his Aunt Bell.
Yeah, that's right. He must have had an aunt named Aunt Bell.
All right.
Did he make any kind of statement? Any last messages? Anything like that?
He didn't make that clear at all. He didn't make it clear.
No, he didn't make anything clear. Look, officer, can we get going, please?
Right, just a minute. I better get your names and where you can be reached just in case.
Look, my wife and I, we're on our second honeymoon. We don't know where we'll be, you know.
We can stick around for that, officer, because we're doing Las Vegas and we don't know how long we're going to stay or what we're going
to
do.
Well, look, I got this man of furniture and stuff. I got to get to Yuma before I get back to my dad.
Be reasonable. We, officer, we stop off, see if we can help the guy. We couldn't help him. We was too late. So let us get out of here, okay?
We'll hold services for him later, like we got our own lives to live. Like we ain't had breakfast yet, you know what I mean?
We haven't had breakfast yet.
I'm going to have to get your name anyway. Hold it.
Why?
Just in case the coroner or somebody wants a statement.
J. Russell Finch, 2790 Penrose Boulevard, Fresno. But I won't be home for a couple of weeks, but you can get me through my office.
Yeah? Where is that?
What'd you say, sir?
Where is your office?
Oh, the office? The Pacific Edible Seaweed Company. And it's in Fresno, but you can call me through my secretary.
The ambulance is on its way.
Yeah, the ambulance is on its way.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Listen, we'd better sit those cars up there. They're right on the curve.
Yeah, well, I guess that's about all we can get from this group. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thanks.
Well, here's an unexpected twist for you.
You're not going to like this down at Santa Rosita. Culpepper's going to scream.
Hey, we'd better get our story straight. You don't want Culpepper to...
What story? What story? He woke up as usual. He started driving his car. He stopped at a little place for breakfast. He went into the gents' room. He climbed out the back window. So what?
Not even Culpepper's going to say we should have been in there with him.
Thing you got me is the way he was sailing right out there.
Well, we're trying to climb much more of this. I'll be laying down here with him.
Poor soul.
What happened?
We couldn't do anything, Maria. Just absolutely nothing we could do. Come on.
Well?
Oh, it was a terrible thing, terrible thing.
Oh, Russell, I feel sick.
Oh, take it easy, honey. These things happen, you
know. Now, what kind of an attitude is that? These things happen. They only happen because the whole country is just full of people who, when these things happen, they just say, these things happen, and that's why they happen.
Let's try not to get upset.
Come on, Russell. We've got to have control of what happens to us. We left it up to you. We never hear the last of this.
You're right. And do you know what all those half-wit morons up in Sacramento do about it? They just sit there with their big feet up on their big desks and milk 15 million people of as much graft
listen,
as...
Listen, I want to say something. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've got to say something.
What's the matter, Melba? What are you looking at?
Never mind, I'm watching something.
Hey, Benji, turn around, sit still. Play it straight.
They're not kidding me. They all went for it.
Yeah? So what are you going to do now, huh?
Now listen, I want you to tell me everything that man told you, word for word, and don't you leave out anything.
But do you think he really meant it?
Monica, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but some of them believed it, like those two in back there.
Don't look over there.
I know where it is. It's under a big W. That's what he said. It's under a big W, like a windmill or a waterfall or something like that.
Well, I hope it's not under a waterfall.
Please, think of something that starts with a W, that's all.
Well, which? Where?
Work, that's it, work. I gotta work on where it is.
And the one thing Dr. Carroll said, he said that Russell was to have no undue excitement of any kind for at least 2 weeks because of his condition.
Yeah, but I think that
And that's why we came on this little trip, so Russell could just relax.
Yeah, but I think
that he should have told the police.
You keep on saying that. What's the police got to do with it?
But, Mother, I think the police were chasing the man. They drove up so fast.
Well, why shouldn't they have been chasing him? He was speeding.
Yeah, but I think
I'm only thinking of Russell's condition.
You mean his financial condition? Because that's the only condition that he has.
Yeah, but
Emmeline, do you know exactly why your husband had a nervous breakdown? Down, it's because he has sunk $40,000, including $50,000 of my money, into a company that makes seaweed for people to eat.
Yeah, but...
And not only does nobody like it, but it costs over $4 a can.
Yeah, but
what?
Well, most people like it, and I like it, and I'm working hard and trying to keep the cost down.
Yeah, you were working hard trying to keep the cost down the day that you ran out of your office and stood in the street screaming.
Mother!
Oh, Emmeline, shut up!
Mother.
And you too!
Oh.
Well, maybe he was playing some kind of a trick on everybody. Did you think about that? He might have been a practical joker.
Oh, Monica Lee. Practical? What kind of a man is going to play a practical joke on complete strangers with every bone in his body broken?
Watch! Watch tower!
No.
Watch wall!
No.
Walnut tree!
No, no.
Walnuts!
No.
In bed!
No!
Why are we doing only 35? Step on it a little, see what happens!
Mother!
They'll all see what we're doing.
Oh, go ahead and try it. What have you got to lose?
Mother, he's not that good a driver.
Gonna leave the big boy behind, huh?
What are you doing? Why are we slowing down?
It's no use. We can't lose him this way.
Oh, the inside of my stomach.
To do.
What is he doing back there?
I bet he's running out of gas. Good.
happened to you?
Having trouble with your engine?
What'd you do, run out of gas? What'd you bend your tailpipe?
No, it was just one of my tires. Uh-huh. I thought, oh, shucks. Okay, so I was trying to... Oh, rats.
Look, this whole thing, I think we're making a very big mistake.
I absolutely agree.
So?
So I think we're just being a little silly running around like
this. Sure, we're getting nowhere.
By George, he's right.
So why don't we do something sensible? Why don't we just discuss this thing and reason something out calmly?
I'm with you.
Fine, and we can come to some conclusion like intelligent people.
Hey, yeah, let's do that. What he said.
Yeah, well, that way nobody will have an advantage on one another, right? It's fair.
Yeah.
Right.
We better get the cars off that curve.
Yeah, let's not talk here in the road. Let's go over there. There's plenty of room.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. See you over there.
Oh, over there. Right.
Yeah. Come on,
Betty.
Yeah.
Over there.
You're through the homicide. Santa Rosita Police Station. Detectives Division, I'm connecting you now. Santa Rosita Police Station.
Detective Division, Matthews. No, Sheriff, Chief isn't here. He's a little late this morning.
So I'll stay late after school.
Who is it?
Sheriff, Crockett County.
Oh?
That's where the smiler is. I wonder if anything happened. Gertie, will you put that call through here? How about a little coffee, Schwartz?
Hello, Sheriff. Culpepper. What did he do? Make a break? What happened?
Afraid I got some bad news for you. Grogan's cashed in his chips.
He what?
Crashed his car about 20 minutes ago. Now, he was making a break, all right.
Well, how did it happen? Where did it happen?
On 39, about 18 miles east of Danby Junction and 9 miles west of Valley Center.
Well, were there any witnesses?
There were a few people went down to see if they could help.
Was he killed outright?
Well, I don't know, but I can find out.
Yeah, do that. Will you see what they said?
Thanks very much, Sheriff.
Well, a great way to start the day. You wait for 15 years to solve a really important case, and just when you get...
It's all right, Chief. I'll get it for you.
You did it again.
Say, we just made all four of them parked along the side of the road. They're just standing there talking. Over.
Sammy, let that ambulance go and stay by the radio.
The man said there was a certain amount of money buried down in this park.
That's right. It was under a big W. Say, what is a big W?
We find out, we'll send you a wire.
Now, it's only a possibility. Now, it's only a possibility that this man was telling the truth. And if it was the truth, then it is a fact that this place is almost 200 miles away. Now, I suggest that we quietly get into our cars and drive down there at a safe, sound speed, keeping each other in sight of each other. And then when we get down there, we dig up the money, providing that there is some money there. And when we do find it, we share it amongst us in a simple manner.
He's got a point. I think he's got something there.
And I think we should go straight to the police.
The police? Why the police?
All right, she's with us. Now, what's with this fair shares for everybody?
Look, ma'am, all I said was we arrived in four vehicles. I think we should split it up in four quarters.
Four quarters? Quarters? What are you talking about, quarters? You mean you three each get a quarter and Benji and I have got to split a quarter?
That's right.
Hey, what are you trying to pull?
Well, it seems fair enough to me.
Why, naturally, it seemed fair enough to you.
It just cheats us, that's all.
$350,000 divided by four is, let's see, $87,500.
Sure, that's what it is.
So the three of you would get $87,500 and Benji and I'd have to...
Yeah, there was five of us down at the wreck. We should split it five ways.
He's right, we should split it five ways.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to discuss it in a five-way manner. Now, we can discuss it in a five-way manner, five shares. Each share would be $70,000.
$70,000? Holy mackerel.
Do you realize how many loads I'd have to haul from Modesta to Yuma to get that...
You're overlooking one little thing.
Yeah, we're overlooking one little thing.
What little thing?
Yeah, what little thing?
We can all count, can't we? There were eight of us there.
She's right, there were eight of us there.
Well, speaking for my wife and myself, we'd be just as happy with...
You'd be perfectly happy with 2/8 instead of a quarter? That's awfully big of you.
Wait a minute, hold it. Let's just put it back the way it was before. Either 1/4 for each car, including the van, or 1/5 for each guy.
Hey, 1/4 or 1/5.
Just because this old bag has to stick her...
How dare you!
Chief, we got a situation here that is absolutely incredible. Now look, Smiler Grogan, you remember him?
Oh, yes.
Smiler Grogan spent the night here. He made his break this morning. He drove up this way, got to here, where he crashed and killed himself. But before he died, some people stopped to help him. And they are now stopped here, talking. I think they're arguing about something. Uh-huh. And a Crockett County unit has got him under observation.
Now, we give shares to everybody and for everything. Now, there were eight of us. Now, that's 8 shares for that. Then there were 4 vehicles. Now, we give 4 shares for that. That's 12 shares already, right? Then there were 5 of us who went down to the wreck. Now, we give 5 shares for that. So that makes it 17, all right? Now, 17 shares, and then we add the same number of shares as there were people in each vehicle, right? That's 3 for your group, 2 for your group, and 2 for us, and 1 for you, right? Now, that adds up to 25 shares. Now, 25 into 350,000 is $14,000 per share. Now, figuring it out, that would mean you would get 3 shares for being 3 people, 1 share for having the car, 1 share for going down and looking at the wreck, and 3 more shares for being 3 more people in the car, which would give you a total of 8 shares, giving you $112,000.
And that should cover everything, including the emancipation of women.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see now. As I understand it, I got 1 share for being 1 person, 1 share for going down the hill, 1 share for the truck, and 1 share for being a person in the truck. But no matter how you figure it out, I still don't get as much as anybody else.
Look, let me explain it once more. You see, their group, those 3 of them, they get 112,000, right? Those over there, them, they get 97,000. We get 84,000. And you, by yourself, you get $56,000 alone. And that's tax-free money.
What do you mean, tax-free?
Well, I mean, if we go down to this park and we uncover the money and we have it, I mean, I'm sure he's not going to declare anything. I know he's not going to declare anything. And I'm not going to, declare...
What are you talking about, declare it?
Well, I mean, it's like non-taxable income. It's like a gift.
But sure, if we find the money, we still have to report the taxes. Otherwise, it's like stealing from the government.
Oh, brother, look. Yo, can you explain it to him, please?
Well, man. Well, don't you see? You see, if we find the money, there may not be any taxes to pay on it, just because we did find the money. But what he was trying to say is...
Listen, everybody has to pay taxes. Even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
I give up. Look, anybody got a better, fair plan, go ahead
there
and do it.
There were 8 of us there, so that simply means 8 shares. 3 for us. 2 for you.
Ah, this is hopeless. We're going to get no place if we're going to continue listening to this old bag.
Hey, what are you trying to do, lady? You're trying to split us up so it becomes every man for himself?
And every woman for himself?
One more funny remark from you, Buster.
Well, let's get out of here.
Oh, please, don't argue anymore. You heard everybody's...
Look, we figured it 17 different ways. And every time we figured it, it was no good. Because no matter how we figured it, somebody don't like the way we figured it. So now, there's only one way to figure it. And that is every man, including the old bag, for himself.
So good luck and may the best man win.
Right. Except you, lady. May you just drop dead.
All right. We all agree on that. Now look, let's be sensible about this thing. There's money in this for all of us, right? There's enough for you. There's enough for you. And for me. And for you.
Anderson, that's right. Here you go.
cars under observation are passing this checkpoint. Lead cars, Plymouth station wagon. Next, the Ford van, the Volkswagen, and the Chrysler Imperial convertible, all doing about 50.
Yep, they're on their way.
All traveling in the same direction?
That's right. And according to my boys, they're all on reckless driving charges already.
You know, none of those people must suspect for a minute that anybody is interested in them.
Now, Sheriff, will you get on to Captain Hardesty and see how many helicopters he can let us have?
Well, I'll see what we can do, and I'll call you back.
Now, where have I always told you that the Smiler hid the dough?
I know.
Where? Right there.
That's right, yes.
Which means if these merrymakers decide to go for it, they'll go to the crossroads and turn south.
But why did Smiler head east when he made this break, if the money is down here somewhere?
Oh, Aloysius. I mean, the guy is just being clever, you can't. Five will get you ten. They go to the crossroads and turn south.
You got yourself a bet.
Forest. Are we anywhere near Milton?
That's on a top. Look down near the bottom.
Are we near Oregon?
That's 700 miles from here.
Before, and I'll say it again, I didn't want to move to California.
Did you find it yet?
I can't find it anywhere.
Well, look, you take the wheel, give me the map. It must be here. Right over here, Valley Center. It's right here. There's an avenue marked by the...
Guy, you know, I'll give reasonable shares. Now, they wanted every man for himself. Well, now I'm going to show them what kind of a man they're dealing with.
Oh, it's stalled, Benji. We've got dust in the carburetor.
Hey,
loan this stuff, see this. Boy, I sure hate to think what...
Never mind. Here's the bike. Look, you get to the nearest phone and hire the best car that you can find.
But this is a girl's bike. This is for a little girl. Oh, listen, I've got to get the rest of this stuff back so I can lock up the van.
We'll put everything away. Will you get going, please? Will you hurry?
Okay. I got to admit, I feel kind of silly. You know what I mean?
Well, will you take us or won't you?
For $250, I guess I will.
Good. Then you take care of the plane, and we'll leave our car here, and we'll come back for tomorrow.
Meanwhile, I'll give you a check.
Check?
Yeah, check. It's a travel check from the Bank of America. Don't worry.
Oh, boy.
Hey! Are you a pilot? Is there a plane around?
Right, both times.
Yeah, well, where's an airplane? I don't see any around.
There's only one, and we've chartered it, so you and your friends...
Is that right? Did you make a deal with them?
Right.
Well, is there a place close around that we could charter another plane?
The nearest place would be up in North Valley.
Well, where is that?
On the other side of Valley Center, about 12 miles, 15 miles. Excuse us.
Filibuster. Now you can stick around and watch us take off.
Listen, Dennis. I hate Dennis. And I hate you so much that I'm not able to tell you how much I hate you in front of your wife.
And vice versa.
Right.
Ah! Come on over here! Come on over here!
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Had an accident? Anyone hurt?
No, but we've got to get to a phone. Can you give us a lift?
A lift? Of course. I should be absolutely delighted. Oh, upsy-daisy. I'm afraid you caught me on the hop there. Oh, madam, do be careful. I have some specimens of cat...
No!
I say, I'm most frightfully sorry. See, I've been gathering some samples of desert flora.
Well, where shall I put this?
Oh, boy.
Morning.
Morning.
It certainly is. Look, buddy, we're in a hurry. We've got to get to a phone.
Of course, with Ted.
Please, hurry.
I say, jolly nasty accident there. Jolly lucky nobody was hurt.
Hey, when did you get that funny accent? Are you from Harvard or something?
Harvard? Oh, rather not. I'm English.
Sounds so foreign.
Really? Oh, I say, we haven't introduced ourselves, have we? My name is Alison and Hawthorne. Colonel Hawthorne, actually.
You're a colonel?
Well, Lieutenant Colonel.
My name is Finch, and this is my wife, and this is my mother-in-law, Mrs. Marcus.
Oh, I say, do stuff those things in the back, will you? Cactus, you know, it's a rather a hobby of mine. I've been spending the last 10 days gathering some for my collection. Nothing spectacular, actually. Serious H&O cactus, so punctual, and that sort of thing. I've been enjoying a spot of leave, actually, from Vandenberg.
From what?
Vandenberg. The missile place. Been attached there for the last 10 months. Liaison work. All very hush, hush, and whoosh, whoosh. That sort of thing, you know.
Please, you look at the road.
Yes, whoosh, whoosh.
Don't stop! Keep moving!
Mother!
Don't you think we should stop for the
big, stupid, loud he's the one that ran into us. Go on, keep moving!
Please, darling, believe me, everything is all right. Do you think I'd take a chance with you? I mean, if there was any danger in flying this thing, I mean, this is a plane that's really built. I mean, you know, look, when was this plane built? Coming up?
1916.
I mean, these planes are tried and true. I mean, there's nothing experimental about these planes, you know what I mean? So, come on, let's have one big adventure. Come on, get up there and have some fun. Come on, here we go.
But haven't you got another car that we... What? Oh, all right. Thanks.
Look, are you sure you can't rent us that truck out there? I'll pay you.
I told you, mister, we can't. This is our first week open. How could we do without our truck? We're in business.
We'll have to speak to the Englishman. If we tell him what happened...
Oh, Russell, you wouldn't. How can you even admit we're involved in anything?
You'll say he's entitled to a share.
Well, he would be entitled to a share if he drove us all the way down there. And if we don't tell him all about it, he won't drive us down there.
Oh, you're such a genius. Listen, only 10%. There's no reason at all why he should expect any more.
Thanks for stopping. Listen, can you give me a lift?
What's with the little kitty bicycle? What are you, some kind of a nut?
No, you see, I had an accident. Look, I got to get to Santa Rosita and fast.
Well, I can't help you, friend. I'm turning off the road a little way up.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me just think. I got to tell somebody. Look, have you got a couple of hours you could spare? A
couple of hours? Hey, pal, you've been out in the sun too long. You better watch yourself. You're starting to crack up.
No, wait a minute. Listen, just wait a minute. Just hear me out. Now, what I'm going to tell you... You just ain't gonna believe it could have happened. But you see, there was an accident here a little while back. About 20 miles back. It involved $350,000. Now, like I say, when I tell you this, you just ain't gonna believe it could have happened.
Well, try me. I'm pretty gullible.
About this Big W. Are you sure you told me all you know about it? I mean, you sure you don't know what that guy meant by the Big W?
No, but none of them know. It's just who gets there and first. Well, what do you say? Is it a deal?
Deal!
Oh, kid, you better get that bike out of there. Somebody's liable to trip over it in the dark.
Your help. Here's what happened. I had this blowout. I think there's a spare in the back. It may be a little flat. Take a look at it, will you, kid? Is there an airport any place around here? Look, if the spare is flat, don't bother fixing. Give me a new tire, all right? You ain't got a new tire, then you'll have to fix the spare. But don't look at me. Move it, will you, kid? You can be gassing up while he's working. What is it, a staring contest? Come on! Move, will you, kid? Come on!
The pension in my grade has not been up one red cent since 1934. Now... Al, if the mayor will get behind a resolution...
But what can I do? I can't put any pressure on the mayor.
You can, Al. That's the whole point. This case I'm going to have finished by tonight. It's one of the biggest cases we've ever had across our books. I want you to tell the mayor about it. Tell him! Tell him the money is right here where I always said it was, right in this neighborhood. And tell him what credit is going to be reflected upon the department. Now, come on, Aloysius, get in there and pitch a little for me, will you?
Well, I can try.
Yeah, and he'll listen to you. And if he gets behind this, it'll pass unanimously. Now, you know, Al, I got it coming.
Well, I'll do everything I can. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Now, there's just one other little thing. Vacation. Once I get Smiler Grogan out of the way, my desk is clear. I like to take a 3-week vacation. Take Ginger on a real nice holiday. Is that all right with you?
Why, of course it's all right.
Oh, thanks. I can hardly wait to tell her. And you won't forget about the mayor now.
No. I'll do my best. Yeah. I promise you that.
Aloysius, I'll never forget you for this. You know something, Al? I got a feeling this morning that everything's coming my way.
Shouting,
Molly, you have to scare everybody out of
this. What are you, crazy?
Why didn't I think? Then we've been running around like a pack of lunatics. And all the time, why didn't I think about Sylvester? He's sitting there right now. He lives on Silver Strand Beach.
Hey, that's true. I never even thought about that.
Who on earth is Sylvester?
He's my son. He's Emmeline's brother. He's a lifeguard down there.
You know, I'm not by any manner of means certain that you hadn't damaged this machine.
Oh, kid, don't mind polishing it. This is one of a fleet. I got a lot of cars. Don't bother with it. You did a good job. You boys have a drink on me. Keep the change. Is that all right?
I took care of you, buddy. Oh, let me get out of here now.
Oh, no! It's that lunatic, the one who escaped from the asylum last night. Watch him. He's a homicidal maniac. Get on the phone. Yo, Mayday, on the phone. Listen to me. I'm a psychiatrist. This man is insane.
I'm not your nurse. He has a hate complex.
Calm down.
Somebody will stumble over the little girl's bicycle in the dark, huh? Well, when I finish with you, they'll be stumbling over you in the dark.
Get on the phone!
Yell me! Look out!
Look, I was clowning.
Look, there's your phone. Get out of here. Sir, wait a minute. You've got this. Why don't you stop? Get some.
I'll tell you.
I'll buy you.
Look, mister, you've got
this.
Wait here.
Don't make any noise.
Will you stop there?
Get out of.
Hey,
not
this.
Hey, look, give me a break.
Crazy.
Why don't you go?
Ray!
Go, wait.
You crazy.
Get out of here.
Hey, very good. Quick thinking. I'm proud of you, kid. Very good. Now, look, tie him up, and I'll have a couple of orderlies come by with a straitjacket. Very good. I'm proud of you, boy.
I never saw anything. Hey, how many people has he killed?
There'll be more, but let's tie him up until the boys in the white jackets get him. I'm proud of you, boys. You did a real good job. Very good. Look me up. I'm in the book, Dr. Zillman.
Look, sir. We've just got to get to Santa Rosita.
I tell you, this is a club. We don't do charter work. There's nobody around here who can take you.
Hey, whose plane is that over there?
It belongs to Mr. Tyler Fitzgerald, but I don't think he's going anywhere today.
Well, is he here? Can we see him?
Mr. Fitzgerald's in the billiard room. He's asleep. Nobody can talk to him.
Can we just ask him a question? Can we just ask him?
No, you can't. Hello. Wait a minute.
Come on, Benji. He must be in here. Here, that must be Mr. Fitzgerald over there.
Wait a minute, you can't disturb Mr. Fitzgerald.
We're not going to disturb him. We just want to talk to him.
Mr. Rest, please.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Hello.
Please, don't touch me. We're trying to talk to him. Just a moment, sir. Wake up, won't you, please, Mr. Fitzgerald.
I think he's got a cold.
No, Mr. Fitzgerald. Listen, please, sir. We hate to disturb your sleep like this, but this is an emergency.
You have no right to crash in here.
Oh, that's a head cold.
Mr. Fitzgerald, listen. You know where Rosita Beach is? But you're the only one that can get us there.
And it's a matter of life and death.
Yeah, that's right. It's a matter of life and death.
Death.
It's our grandmother. She's dying.
Who's dying?
Our grandmother is dying, and she sent for us.
Yeah, she's in Rosita Beach. See, she's dying. And, well, we're up here. And, well, she'd kind of like to have us be with her when she goes.
Otherwise, she won't go.
Shoot, go!
Sorry, Mr. Fitzgerald, but they forced their way in here.
We didn't force our way in here, sir. Look, let me introduce myself. My name is Bell, Dingy Bell, and this is Benji Benjamin.
How do you do?
Don't stop with that, or how do you do? Look, sir, we'd like for you to help us out by taking us down. What's the matter?
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Just a minute. Yes, I can't see.
What?
Something's happened to my eyes. I can't see.
You can't see. He can't see.
Must be an eye cold.
George, I can't see.
What is it, Mr. Fitzgerald?
I can't see. George, I...
Mr. Fitzgerald!
We want to make sure he doesn't get loose.
I'll kill that dirty, rotten bum. I get my hands on him. What's the matter? How come I'm all tied up like this?
Now, listen, you just sit there and everything will be all right.
Yeah, a couple of friends are going to come and take good care of
you. What friends? What are you talking about? Now, listen, what's the big idea? Get this stuff off me. Turn me loose.
Now, take it easy, pal, because you've been sick.
Who's been sick? And where's that bum with the glasses, huh?
Now, just sit still, because the doctor's going to get
what
help.
What doctor? I don't know no doctor. What are you guys, crazy or something? Now, I'm warning you, get this stuff off me. You understand?
Watch him, Ray!
Watch him!
I'm warning you! I'm
going
to have to hit you again!
Oh,
my arm! You broke my arm!
Now, fellas, you keep this up. And I'm going to get sore. I mean it. Okay. That's the way you are.
He's going
That's
down.
The way you're
going
to get it.
Wait, what are we going to do?
Corbin, go!
But what sort of a chap is this brother-in-law of yours?
He's a nut. Why?
Well, I hope he's nothing like my brother-in-law. Peculiar sort of chap. Secretary of the golf club out near Pangbourne.
So what about him?
Well, just then I was thinking that if Reggie, that's my brother-in-law, if Reggie got hold of some information like this information, it's as likely as not that that would be the last time that anyone would ever see or hear who dear old Reggie was. I mean to say, I doubt very much whether old Reggie will be waiting for us in Santa Rosita. Jeff.
Hey! Tyler! Bobby's still in the shop. Tyler! Wait! Hey!
Tyler.
There he is! Tyler!
Hey!
Hey, Tyler!
You promised!
Hey! Hey! Wait, I'll wake him up. Tyler! Tyler!
Stop!
Tyler!
Stop!
Tyler. Wait,
Tyler!
You think that I'm going to sit still while some un-American foreigner makes accusations about my own flesh and blood? Well, we'll see about that. Stop this car!
Really, madam?
Mother, this is awful. So we'll see!
Mother, what are you doing?
So you don't even trust your own brother-in-law? Well, let me tell you something. If my boy is out, then everybody is out. So we'll see!
Look, we don't even own the car, and you have no right to do what you did.
Right! Right! You talk to me about rights?
Mother.
You address me on the subject of rights?
Trouble? Having any trouble?
Yes! And we don't need any help from you!
Well?
Mother, please.
Yeah.
With all due respect, this is too much. Give Mr. Hawthorne the keys or we'll never get there.
Yeah, too bad.
Callum, I must say that I find your attitude somewhat less than helpful.
And what's all this got to do with you, if you don't mind telling me?
Well, if we have quite decided to withdraw from this affair, you might reasonably be expected to hand me back my keys so that at least I could press on.
You keep out of this. Now, for the last time, are we going to call Sylvester or not?
No, we are not. And I'll tell you why we're not. Because your son, Sylvester, is an irresponsible, unreliable, big loudmouth, no-good bum who, if he isn't a crook, it's only because he hasn't got the brains or ambition even to become a crook.
I say good show.
Now, if you want to come with us, you can come with us. But if you don't want to come with us, you don't have to. But we've got to get those keys, and you got to give it to us, or you'll force us to take them from you.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us those keys. Give us those keys.
I don't care where you have them. I'm going to get them.
How
give us those
dare
keys.
You.
Give us the
you
keys.
You just take one more step
I'll
towards
take another
me.
Step.
I'm warning
you.
You
want to ever wait
you're
for this for you.
Sorry.
Give me the keys.
You're going to get it.
I'm going to get it.
Oh. Oh. Emma!
Emma, stay in the car, Emma.
Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help!
Rachel, you wouldn't. Oh, you couldn't. You shouldn't.
Let me go. Let me go. We need to get out of here.
I got it. Here, I got it. I'm willing to say I'm sorry, but you forced it. Now, do us a favor, please. Will you get back in the car?
Get away from me! Don't you touch me!
We had to do it. You saw it, honey.
Russell, let me go. Just wait. You think you can manhandle a decent woman? You're going to go to jail. You're going to be arrested for assault. I'm going to sue.
we are going, we really must get cracking.
Oh, Russell, how could
now,
you?
Please, you know, we have to
Mr.
do it.
Mr. Finch.
Now, please, don't go. Please, we'll be right with you. You see, we had to do it. She made us do it. I can... well, let's forget the whole thing. Let's be reasonable, please. He's going to leave. Will you please get back in the car?
Not me.
We are wasting so much time. Give me the keys.
$50.
Okay, I'll pay when we land.
Now!
I gotta pay now?
Now! All right, I'll pay you now.
Hey,
what?
My bag! Get him off! Oh. Ah, get him off!
Hey!
Ah, here he is! Get him! Get him here!
Hey, you're breaking up there!
What? Is it down there? Get down there! Get him down
there! You're breaking the floor!
Help!
None of these 10 people have any record at all. And yet we're ready to book him for withholding information, causing accidents, failing to report accidents, reckless driving, theft, at least 3 cases of assault and battery.
Captain Culpepper?
Yeah. Got my horn?
Yes, sir.
Sheriff, excuse me, will you? Another call. Take the sheriff. I'll take it.
Ready to transfer this call to Captain Culpepper's office.
Hello, Ginger.
Daddy, it's Billy Sue.
Oh, let me speak with your mother, will you, sweetheart?
Well?
Yeah, dear. Tell me something, Ginger. How does it feel being married to the most brilliant personality in the law enforcement industry?
Are you referring to yourself?
Ginger, I want you to prepare yourself for a little shock. When I tell you what has happened
here... Tell me. I've got this biscuit zone.
The Smiler Grogan case is solved.
The what? Now, what the hell is the Smiler Grogan case?
The tuna factory robbery. The case I've been talking about for the last 15 years. Now, listen. All I want you to do is make all the necessary preparations for a little flight to Hawaii. Sunday morning.
So what's the gag?
It is no gag.
Are you serious about flying to Hawaii?
Flight 7, Sunday morning.
Are we taking Billy Sue?
No. Just the two of us. For about 3 weeks. Now, we're going to celebrate, Ginger. My feeling is that after 27 years, we've earned it.
I need help. Can you give me a lift?
What?
It's my wife. She's sick, see? The doc sent me out for some medicine.
All right, come on.
I just ran out of gas.
Yeah, get in.
Everybody's in trouble. Come on, lady. Get out of the way, will you?
You think we were the ones who wanted to leave you back there? It was my son-in-law and that Englishman.
What Englishman? Come on now, will you? Get out of the way.
Look, you leave us here, and you know what you're going to get out of all this? Nothing. My daughter and I are going to get it all.
Yeah? How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm going to call up my son. He lives about 10 miles from Rosita Beach, and he's going to drive over there and get the money, and we're going to have it. That's how. I was going to offer you a share just for taking us to a phone. But just because you're not interested, why, we'll just have to wait around for another car.
We're making a terrible mistake. We'd better go back and get my mother-in-law.
Do that?
Yes.
I said you couldn't be sick.
But don't you understand? All she has to do is to get to a telephone. My brother-in-law will get there first. They'll get all, and the rest of us won't get a dime. You can believe that.
But look here. Even if she does get all the money, surely this isn't going to make any difference to our agreement. She wouldn't break her word. I mean to say, I'd still be entitled to 10% as agreed. Surely.
Surely. Come on, let's go.
Rosita 7, 1965.
And then that dirty, rotten, slimy bum that double-crossed me. When I get a hold of that smart aleck, what I'm going to do to him. If you're there, I just hope that you turn away. That's all. That you just look the other way. Well, did you get him?
Maybe he went out for something, for the papers or something. We can keep on trying.
Well, not just supposing we never do get him. Listen, we just might be the last ones there.
Just a minute. Down there? You must be kidding. It's too steep.
Come on, I drive my Jeep down here every day. Let's go. Yeah,
let's go.
You can turn around here. I sure appreciate this, mister. Thanks.
Yeah, swell, yeah.
Hi, Eddie.
Get out of here. Will you ask your father to come out and show me? There must be some other way to get out of here. Come on, hurry up.
I can show you a way out. There's another way around to the road.
Another way to the road? You know another way? Good. Come on in. Don't stand there. Look, you show me how to get out of here. I'll give you a dollar.
$3.
Three? Well, you're all right. Give me $3, but don't stand there. Come on, hop in the car. Hurry, will you, kid? I gotta get out of here.
They're not here. They're gone.
Probably got a lift.
Yeah, but we only passed 6 or 7 cars, and they weren't in any of them. Somebody must have picked them up and taken them the other way. I think we better go back to that place where we phoned from.
What? Miles in the wrong direction. Besides, we can't be certain that they'll be there.
Oh, I don't know. I must find my wife. I don't know what to do.
Look, wherever they are, surely the most sensible thing is for the two of us to press on. I mean, for all we know, your brother-in-law may be out or away somewhere. And even if he were the first to be there, he still has to find the money, hasn't he? Now, I earnestly recommend that we forget your good ladies and press on with all possible dispatch.
All right, we'll press on with all possible dispatch.
And I don't really think the personal rancor is going to help the situation, if I may say so.
Okay, come on, let's go. We're here. We got here first. Let's go. Come on. Come on, I got you. Atta boy, baby. We made it. We're here first. Look, will you take care of my car until we get back, right? Yeah. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Oh. We go. Come on, baby.
Over there.
There. Down there.
Thank you.
That'll be $2.90.
$2.90? Here's $3. Keep the change, but wait for us, okay?
Oh, sure.
Come on.
Oh, no, we're closed. It's 12 o'clock.
It's 12 o'clock, they're closed.
Wait a minute. All we want is a pick and a shovel.
Mr. Dinkler's inside.
Dinkler? That's it. We'll get Dinkler. That's all. Come on. Downstairs. Come on.
There must be here something.
Down here.
Look for a pick and a shovel, right?
Pick and a shovel. Must be someplace around. That's all I need. That's all I need, boy. Right here, take it a shot. I found it. I got it. I found it.
I've no wish to quarrel with you, Finch, but speaking as a representative of Her Majesty's Armed Forces, I take the most particular.
You want me to tell you something?
What?
You want me to tell you something? As far as I'm concerned, the whole British race is practically finished. If it hadn't been for Lend-Lease, if we hadn't kept your whole country afloat by giving you billions that you never even said thank you for, the whole phony outfit would be sunk right under the Atlantic years ago. Hey, what are you stopping for?
Get out of this machine.
Get out? I can't. You're crazy.
It's my machine. I'll do as I bloody well please.
Well, look, I'm awfully sorry. You know, I've been very edgy today, and if I said anything about England, I apologize.
Glad to hear you say so. I must say, if I had the grievous misfortune to be a citizen of this benighted country, I should be the most hesitant in offering any criticism whatever of any other.
Wait a minute. Are you knocking this country? Are you saying something against America?
Against it? I should be positively astounded to hear of anything that we said for it. Why, the whole bloody place is the most unspeakable matriarchy in the whole history of civilization. Look at yourself and the way your wife and her strumpet of a mother push you through the hoop. As far as I can see, American men have been totally emasculated. They're like slaves. They die like flies from coronary thrombosis while their women sit under hair dryers eating chocolates and arranging for every second Tuesday to be some sort of Mother's Day. And this positively infantile preoccupation with bosoms. In all my time in this wretched, godforsaken country, the one thing that has appalled me most of all is this preposterous preoccupation with bosoms. Don't you realize that they've become the dominant theme in American culture? In literature, advertising, in all fields of entertainment, in everything. I'll wager you anything you like. If American women stopped wearing brassieres, your whole national economy would collapse overnight.
F7 to Central. The crumps are locked in the hardware store basement. Shall I let them out? Over.
How the hell could they get themselves locked in a basement? We better let them out.
That ain't fair.
It ain't fair. What ain't fair?
They got themselves in there. They ought to be able to get themselves out. After all, if you help them, you're not being fair to the others.
But the moment anybody gets to where they're going, we're going to pick them up. So what difference does it make who gets there first?
It's a race, ain't it? What do you want to help that dentist for? Me? I've been pulling all the while for that other guy, Pike, with the furniture van. The rules ought to be the same for everybody. Otherwise, it just ain't fair.
Central to F7. No, we'll leave them where they are. See what happens. Watch all the exits, but render no assistance. Over. Happy?
You know, I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old fashions?
Old fashions? You think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? And make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly.
Estimated speed, 175. We'll never be able to keep up with him. Better have some of the other units intercept. Over.
Hello, Ginger. What's the matter now?
It's Billy Sue. Her new What?
Well, what's the matter?
You keep forgetting if a girl is 6 feet 5 inches tall, she's bound to have special problems.
But, Ginger...
They had some argument, and then they started screaming at each other, and now the whole engagement's off, and she says she's leaving.
Leaving what? Leaving home? Let me talk to her. Get her to the phone.
I'll try. Just a minute. Talk to your father.
I won't. I don't want to talk to him ever.
Don't be ridiculous. Whatever else he is your father.
Bells, baby.
Yes.
Who is that?
Who's that?
I want my son. Hey. Who is that? I want to speak to Sylvester Marcus.
Sylvester.
Yeah, baby.
It's your mom.
Hello, mom. Hello.
Sylvester? Sylvester?
Is that you, Mom?
Of course it's me. I've been trying to get you all morning.
Well, I've been a little busy, Mom. I've been working, Mom, and I didn't hear the phone. Hey, hold on a minute, will you, Mom? Baby, how about a can of beer or something, huh? Man, I feel like...
Sylvester, will you listen? Something's happened.
There was an accident this morning. A man got killed.
Who, Mom? Who got killed?
Now listen.
Hey, you
listen.
All right?
Pay attention.
Is this all right?
Sylvester, will you listen?
What's the matter, Mom?
There's a whole fortune in cash, and you can get it before anybody gets it. But you've got to hurry. Do you hear?
Hey, what's the matter, Mama? Now, what's going on here? Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. Sylvester!
Hey, Russell Emmeline with you?
Sylvester, forget about Russell. Will you just shut up and let me talk?
Hey, now, Mom, come on now, Mom. What's going on here? Where's Russell?
Don't even mention Russell. When I tell you what
just
Russell
Just tell him
did,
about the dough, will you?
Will you keep out of this or shut up?
Sylvester, don't talk. Just listen.
What did Russell do?
He assaulted me, if you want to know. He grabbed me right beside the road. He and this Englishman, I don't even know.
Hey, Mama, who's with you? Who are you talking to? When, where are you?
I'm with this truck driver in Peterson's garage at a place called Plaster City. And will you shut up a minute so that I can tell you what happened?
Now listen, Mama, you listen to me close. You stay right there, because I'm coming. I'm coming to get you right now, Mama.
Will you shut up and listen?
Mama, it's all right. Everything's going to be all right, Mama. Your baby's coming to get you. You just sit there. Sit there, relax, take it easy.
Sylvester!
I'm going to get you, Mom.
Shut up!
Everything's
going to
be all right.
Well?
So he's coming here. But I'm not to worry about a thing. Because everything is going to be all right.
Exactly like your father! A big, stupid, muscle-headed moron!
The burglar alarm. We just throw it on. The people hear it. They come, and we're out. Okay, now don't be frightened if it makes a big bell noise, you know? Okay. All right, here we go.
I don't hear anything.
Neither do I. There's no bell. Look at it. It just stands there. Wait a minute. Stand back. Burglar alarm. Burglar alarm. The stupidest burglar in the world could come in here and walk away with everything, and we can't even get out. Come here. Hey!
you do get the bell to ring and somebody comes, what about the damage?
They're the ones who locked us in. This thing has got to work.
Sweet this time.
You want another one? You've had two already. Can't you wait till we're on the ground?
What are you talking about? All right, I'll make the next batch. You take the controls.
I don't know how to fly an airplane.
It's really nothing to it.
But Betsy, you can't fly.
Well, that's nonsense. Anybody can fly a plane. Now, here. Now, I'll check you out. Put your little hands on the wheel. Ah, that's it. Now you have it. Now the feet on the rudder. You got it? There you go. Feet on the rudder. That's not... Who says this boy can't fly this old plane? There you go. Now I'm going to make a old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way, the way dear old Dad used to.
Well, if something happens?
What can happen to an old-fashioned, all right?
Hey, Benji, I know you don't know what to do or anything, so don't do nothing. I won't do nothing.
I said that boy's a natural-born flyer, that's all.
I can't stand this anymore.
In the name of reason, pull yourself together.
You were 10 feet over the line.
Horrible mother-in-law of yours, are you?
Hey, come on, fight! Back off! I had me, didn't you? I'll grab you! I'll kill you!
Sue, where are you?
I'm at the bus station. I only called because Mommy said I absolutely...
Now, Billy Sue, sweetie, well, what are you doing in the bus station?
I'm waiting for the bus.
Your wife. She's on the other phone.
Ginger?
Yeah?
Now, listen, Ginger, I've got Billy Sue on the other line. Billy Sue, just wait 1 minute, will you? Ginger?
I'm here.
Ginger, can you hear Billy Sue? She's crying.
Billy Sue?
She's in the bus station and she's crying. But she's waiting for you to tell her.
Billy Sue.
Billy Sue, are you listening?
Billy?
Are you listening to your mother?
Billy Sue, your mother is speaking.
Listen to your mother, sweetie.
Billy Sue?
Billy Sue, listen to your mother!
Listen, let me tell you something. Everything that's happened to my daughter and me today only happened for one reason, and that was because you were too stupid to look where you were going and wreck that car in the first place.
Oh, yeah?
All right, now you either get out of that truck or I'm going to throw you out of that truck.
Oh, please, Mr. Pike, don't get upset.
You're not going to do anything. Drive on, you big stupid idiot.
Mommy, you have nothing to worry about. Your baby's coming. The baby's coming to save you, Mama.
Mr. Pike! Mr. Pike, please! Let me go!
Mr. Pike, now get away from me!
Now that is a nice event!
Oh, I'm going to
mother!
But that's an event! Oh, you!
Get away from me!
Baby, that's what I'm here for. That's why you had me, Mama, to save you.
There you are.
Practically burned through. Now, just a couple of bolts with a sledgehammer, and we're out.
Cross here? You said the main road. This is Niagara Falls.
All right, look. You're a little boy. You want to be a big boy?
Which way to the main road?
The ghost! It's no. The answer is no. He won't back any increase in pensions. He won't even talk about it. And there won't be any increase in pensions. And do you know why? Because they got a solid majority of both Republicans and Democrats who've agreed that if anything is said about pensions, they'll actually reduce your pension. Why? Because they know that you personally were more responsible than anybody else for closing down the houses. And could I do anything? Would he listen to me? All right. So you're an honest cop. And you've spent a lifetime being an honest cop. And you've got that. And that's all you've got. That's no good saying I'm sorry. I'm too angry and sick at my stomach to be sorry.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying. And that's the trouble with this whole family.
Melville, I smell something burning.
Be on fire. Come over here. Come on.
Why? All right. Here I come.
It's too deep. It's too deep, you little rat thing. Why didn't you tell me it was deep? Don't stand there. Get somebody. Don't. This is no place for a convertible.
Banjo!
something wrong?
It's only a couple of pieces of small dynamite. And they're 70 feet away in the other room. And this is a strong counter. We can't possibly get hurt from there.
Hey,
please, Melville, go and stop it. Stamp on it or something. You know how I hate explosions.
Look, it's perfectly all right. All I want to do is blow a little hole in the wall, and then we'll be out of here. Something's happened to the fuse.
What could possibly...
Paula, shh! Listen. The fuse has gone out. I can't hear it anymore.
Stay down. Don't get up.
Look, I just want to take a look, okay? Oh, now I see. It's the fire extinguisher stuff. The fire extinguisher stuff got all over the fuse and put it out.
Melville, don't you go in there or you'll be killed. You'll be blown to bits.
Monica, for heaven's sake, I just want to go in there to take a look. Why do you always imagine I can't do things for myself? Don't you think I got any sense at all? Why can't you have a little confidence in me?
Aircraft calling Rancho Cuneo Tower. This is Rancho Cuneo Tower. How do you hear?
I got him. Hello, down there on the ground. This is us up here in the air, and we're in trouble. We're in an awful jam. Listen. Hello? Oh, Betty, I think I lost him.
Wait a minute. You're not using that set the right way. You press your switch in and transmit, and when it's released, your arm receive. Can you understand me? This is Rancho Cuneo Tower. Where are you or who are you? Over.
I know how to work it, down, Veggie boy. I know how to work it. Watch it. Hello. Hello, down on the ground. This is us up in the air. And listen, we're in this fellow's plane, see? And he knocked himself out because he drank a whole case of bourbon and he fell down and hit his head. And what do we do? You know?
The switch. Let go of the switch.
If you can, give us your position. Who's flying the plane? Over.
What do you mean, who's flying the plane? Nobody's flying the plane.
Sir, Tyler here, emergency. We have contact...
Tell them it's a full emergency. We're going to try to talk them down. Tell them.
Full emergency. We're going to try and talk them down.
Right, sir. It's a Twin Beach. There was one here. I saw it this morning. Who's got a Twin Beach? It's that Colonel Wilberforce. He was over at maintenance. If he's still over there, get him over here and hurry.
Right.
Rancho Cuneo Tower. Now, listen. Don't talk. Just listen. We're getting things under control so you can take it easy. We know what kind of a plane you're in. We can see you, and we're making all the necessary preparations to talk you down. Rancho Cuneo, over.
Up here to Rancho Cuneo Tower. Listen, we can't land this thing, you understand? We're in real trouble. Over.
Listen, you're going to be perfectly all right as long as you follow instructions. One thing, it's important that the man at the controls is also the man on the radio.
Here.
Hey, get out of here.
Put him on.
No.
Put him on.
I don't want
him. Did I tell you, put him on? He said the fellow that was blind should be talking on this thing.
What am I supposed to do? Everything? You want me to fly the airplane? You want me to work the radio? What are you going to... What are you, the hostess?
No, he's got to take charge of this situation. What's the matter with him anyway? He's just sitting in there, rigid-like.
If he catches you at that keyhole, you'll be rigid-like.
He said he didn't want to be disturbed.
All he does is keep looking at the wall.
Well, he'll have to be disturbed if any of these things develop further.
I'll bet you any amount of money that we could get on the ball and get where these...
Well, everything's under control, Chief.
Hmm. Are you okay, Chief?
Hmm.
Yes, why? How's everything going?
Oh, something's bound to happen sooner or later. Oh, take a look at this.
Those two in the basement, first of all, they started a fire, then set off a lot of fireworks, but they still didn't get out. Those two characters in the airplane had a little accident, knocked the pilot unconscious. Now the control tower at the airport's trying to talk him down. The others, Errol reports that the man out on Meyer, they had a little accident. You see, he was trying to cross a river, and he lost his car, and now he's on foot, walking back to the main road. This fella, Pike, he's about here, coming in on 94 with Mrs. Marcus and her daughter, Mrs. Finch. Mr. Finch and this Algernon, whatever his name is, the Limey, they're about 5 or 6 miles behind in a Avis Chevrolet that they rented at Canyon City. And this Sylvester Marcus, he's the one the old lady called. He's about here, going in the other direction. They all ought to be meeting up in about 5 or 10 minutes.
You know what I believe I'd like? A chocolate fudge sundae with whipped cream and a cherry on top.
Steady, men. Well, now, I'm told that neither of you has had any flying experience. And before I say anything else, I want to congratulate you on having done so well, so far. Now, first of all, men, I'll explain what we intend to do. You can't land the airplane until you've made your approach. And you can't make your approach until you've made a long, slow turnaround down to the south. And we've got to be clear on a few things before you can start that long, slow turn. Now, the stick that you're holding there, that is, I assume that, men, are you holding that stick? Is somebody holding that stick? Over.
What stick? Oh, the wheel. I'm holding it. We're both holding it.
Oh, good. Just one second there. I was afraid. Well, never mind that. Now I'll explain the controls. It's very important for you to understand the controls. Because if you don't, I'm afraid what might happen. Understand it or I'll explain the controls.
Yes, thank you very much. Say, it's awful nice of you to stop.
Well,
you see, I'm just going as far as Santa Rosita Park.
Oh, that's out of my way.
We're blocking the traffic.
We are?
Move it. Will you move it?
Thanks, move it.
There we go. All right. We'll just go over. Hide behind the counter and I'll light up the fuse.
Melville, would you do just one thing for me before you use the dynamite? Try hitting the door just once more.
Oh, honey, I broke my back on that door. That's a hard door. I mean, you... Okay. Where's the sledgehammer? Hey, this staircase isn't safe. I mean... The fire burned it all out.
Please.
All right.
Will you? Yeah. You...
Now, let's forget about the door, huh?
Where
They spotted us.
Who
don't stop driving that. Keep going.
What is this?
A helicopter. They've seen us.
What helicopter? That's a police helicopter.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They always use them.
Who always
use them? Who do you think? Look, I don't want to talk about this, but I got it. They got me hemmed in.
Who has?
Will you shut up and listen? All right. I'm going to break a rule. A rule that says we must never reveal our true identity, but this is a matter of life and death. This is a desperate situation.
What is?
Will you shut up and listen? Now, look, I haven't got much time, so if you love your country, if you're a patriot, you listen and you listen hard. I got to get to a phone, and you got to make a call.
I got to get to a phone.
Yes, you got to call intelligence. Central Intelligence Agency in Washington, D.C.
Oh, what on earth
now is... Now, listen! You tell them that you heard from X-27. You got it? X-27. X-27 told you to tell them they've made 3 attempts on my life today already. They have me down a silver mine. They tried to drown me. Can you handle a gun? Now, look. Oh, good. There's a cafe. Pull right in there. You'll use that phone.
Look, I don't think I want to get involved.
Shut up! You're in no danger. They've never seen you. Now, pull in. Good. Now look, get to a phone, tell the operator emergency priority, and then ask for the CIA, all right? Jump out. Come on. You're in no danger. They don't know you. You're all right. Now look, I'll duck the car and I'll come back for you. For God's sakes, man, don't stand in the street. They'll see you. They'll spot you. Move it. Go. Go.
What do you want to stop him for? He's going the wrong way.
It's my son. Do what you're told, stupid.
They're nuts. Call in and tell them the tow truck turned around and is following the Dodge.
217-12159.
This is stupid. You call me a stupid idiot? Let me tell you something. You're a stupid idiot.
But he'll go all the way to Plaster City.
So he goes all the way to Plaster City. I don't know about you, but I'm turning this thing around. Now, you want to catch him? You get out and run.
Let's stop arguing, please. The only reason we're together is because they only had one car. So let's get there, even if we are last.
Whatever the outcome of the day, I shall never forget that you hit me when I wasn't even looking.
Yeah.
Hey, Russell!
Be so slow.
I've had just about enough out of you.
If you'd have been quicker turning around, we could have caught him.
Oh, why don't you shut up?
Russell! There! It's Russell and Mr. Hawthorne! Well, stop him! Catch him!
Are we going to start that again?
Faster, step on it! Blow the horn, you big dope!
Look, what do you want these guys for anyway?
Well, you got to keep up with them. You're falling behind. You got to
keep faster! Do you hear me?
Still faster! Well, stop him! Don't let him get away! Don't let him get away!
I say, what's that chap honking his hooter for?
I don't know. It's probably some road hog who thinks he owns it.
What?
What?
I got to ask you something about Mama. Russell, wait a minute.
It's my brother-in-law.
What's he doing?
Be careful. Be careful of him. He's not normal.
You're getting me. Boy, are you bugging me, man. I'm getting bugged now. Whoa, man. Russell, will you pull? If you don't pull over, I'll kill you.
Russell, I'm warning you. Pull over and stop.
I said stop.
Stop.
You say do it. What are you doing? Dan, pull over there.
Russell,
I have
my hands on you.
Russell, I said stop. You crazy? We'll get killed. Pull over.
Thank you.
get my hands on you, Russell. I'm not talking about it.
Never seen anything like this bunch. He ran right into him. He ran him right off the road.
Oh. All right, you guys, come on out of there.
The fellow naturally beside himself. Do something about it.
Sylvester, what are you trying to do? Come on, let's go.
What did you do to my mother?
We wouldn't do anything for your sweetheart.
Come on, move. Stop. Move.
What did
move.
You do to my mother?
I didn't do anything. Let me explain.
Look. She called me. She phoned me. What she told me was so horrible, I thought she'd gone nuts or something. But it was true, wasn't it?
No, it isn't true. Whoever told you that, she was a liar. It's not true.
It is true.
No,
look. Are you English? Just answer me. Are you English?
Yes, Smith. I am.
Why, don't you like the English? She said there was an Englishman. She said that you and this Englishman, I'll kill you. I'm killing you.
Don't choke me. Tell you what did you do to my mother.
What did you do to my mother?
Emmeline. Emmeline.
Master.
Mama.
Why couldn't you listen? Why couldn't you shut up when I was trying to tell you to listen?
Have a care. That chap's run absolutely amok.
Another couple of minutes, we'll have him in position, Colonel.
In another couple of minutes, men, we'll have you in position.
You're doing a great job, Colonel.
Thank you.
Why don't we just shoot him down and be through with it?
None of these people must suspect that they have ever been under observation. Now, none of them have ever seen me. None of them know me. So I'll be moving in alone. The minute I move in, I'll give you the word. And when you pass the word, I don't want to have another policeman within miles of me. Right?
Right.
I won't like it if I see another policeman.
And I give you my word, I wanted to stop for you. My wife wanted to stop for you. He wanted to stop for you. But tell him how my mother-in-law made us drive right by him.
Listen, anything you'd have to say about your mother-in-law, you don't have to explain to me. You know what I mean? It's like if she were a star of a real crummy horror movie, I'd believe it.
Yeah!
That's him! I'll kill you! I'll kill you, you dirty robber!
Someone you know?
I'll drive. All set?
All set, Chief.
Call Pepper. All set?
Yes, sir. All set. Airport just reported that they're starting a landing approach now.
Right.
What's the matter, Chief? You forgotten something?
No, I don't think I've forgotten a thing.
Now, men, about the brakes. You've got to know about the brakes. I want to tell you about the brakes in just a minute. Just hold it a minute. Just be patient. What the hell's with this wire here? Just hold it a second, will you? What was that? Well, men, now look.
Be calm. This is it. Just 1 minute more, men, and it'll be all over. It'll all be over. I mean courage, men. Because we're all with you down here, every second of the way, men. We're all pulling for you just as hard as we can. So now it's just hold on to your nerves, men. And not get excited or do anything foolish. But just keep calm. That's all we've got to do, men. Keep calm. Calm, men!
Not that calm, you idiot!
Don't worry. Just keep calm.
What's this? What's the
What's this? Is coming.
That's good. That's cement.
What? The door. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold it. Wait. What are you doing, Benji? Hey.
Sticks of dynamite, that's all. How much noise could it make? Boom, it's all over.
Get it over right! Get it over left, brother! Too low! Up, pull up! No! Left, brother! No!
This one's gonna work.
Come on!
You hit me!
Listen! Wait up! Hey! Wait a minute! We're down! We're on the ground!
Hooray!
It's just a noise, that's all. It's way over there.
Put on the brakes!
The brakes? Okay, where are they?
Benji! Here comes the rockstar! Ah!
You see, the lock didn't work.
That's all. The owners will pay for everything. The owner, next door, he'll pay for everything. That's all.
It's okay.
Hey, you people. You, come back here. Come back. You vandals.
The cops in this town are morons. Retarded.
I'm dealing with moronic people.
Well, he's in a bad humor. That fat Nazi, what I gotta suffer because of him. What's the matter? Get away from me, here. What's the matter?
Are you freaking?
Can't you see I'm talking on the phone? Huh? Give me 2 minutes. Now, listen to me, Si.
You take us to Santa Rosina St. Park.
What's the matter? What happened to you, though? What was it, some kind of initiation?
We had an accident. We fell into yellow, all right? Hurry up.
Benjamin and Bell stopped at a gardener supply place on Ocean Boulevard and bought picks and shovels. Hey, hold it, Chief. Here's a report on the crumps. Their cab is turned onto 101 moving south. Yeah, they're moving towards your present position. Well, wait a minute. The other taxi's also turning onto... They're on 101 and are moving north. They're both moving in your position, Chief.
Understood. Stand by.
They ought to be here any minute, Chief.
Uh-huh.
Those two idiots. The little one and the one with the marbles in his mouth.
Hey, it's that hokey dentist.
Yeah.
Pass that cab.
What's the rush?
What do you mean, rush?
We ain't in any rush. We want to get there in a hurry.
Culpepper. Now. Give the order to pull away.
Are you sure you don't want me to wait around?
No, here's $5.
Hey, what's with the pick and shovel?
Never mind your own business. Come on.
Think anybody else is here?
I didn't see any cars out there.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's talk this over, huh?
I got nothing to talk with you about.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. But you think anybody else has been here?
How should I know? Come on, Monica.
Wait a minute. If you think we're really the first ones here, why don't we make a deal? The four of us. You don't know where to look. We don't know where to look, so we'll look together. We'll find it before the others. Incidentally, where are all the others?
How come you two just got here? You had the plane. Yeah. What happened to you?
They're up to something funny. You hear what I'm telling you? Now, did you see the bond I brought? Run around full of paint with a dress ripped. Now, what's that all about?
Yeah! And what about the pigeon shovels?
Now, you better run on back to headquarters. Where do you hear from me?
Oh, let me go with you, Chief.
No, I'd like to, but it might snarl things up a little bit, you know. Thanks for everything.
Lots of luck, Chief.
Anything, pal?
Oh, no, but there must be something somewhere.
Yeah. Hey! Hey!
Did you see anything?
Nothing, not a thing.
Are you sure he didn't say something else? Something you've forgotten.
Look, he said it would be buried under a big W and that we'd see it.
Yeah, well, it's got to be here.
Look, I tell you what we do. You go the way we came, and we'll go the way you came. Well, if you might have missed something. Hold it. You go the way we came, and we'll go. That's right. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
They're looking for something and it's buried under something called a big W. I heard one of them, the knot, the stutter. I heard him say it.
Yeah, I heard, but what?
Did you see anything yet?
No. Did you see anything?
Nothing. Well,
that guy hit it so good, I bet he couldn't even find it himself.
Who's he? I don't know. Well, he had a shovel. Well, maybe he was a prospector or something.
What are you talking
about? We're wasting time.
Harder! We gotta look harder!
Let's look harder. Come on, let's go.
Who's he? I don't know, but he hasn't got a shovel.
Here, I tell you.
Yes, sir. That's his car. Boy, where'll I get my hands on that pony?
Somebody must have come in those cabs. Come on, man. Let's get moving.
Let's get moving. Come on, let's get moving.
Yes, sir. I'll still be here.
They better be. Come on, Emmeline. You're not just going to sit there.
You're not just going to sit there.
Yes, I am.
Come on, mother.
Then sit, Emmeline. Yes.
Finch, aren't you the teeniest bit curious?
No, I am not even curious, Mr. Hawthorne. Just disgusted.
Oh, I say, that really is a pity. You forgive me, I must go.
You don't know what I'm saying. You wouldn't know a big W. Why don't you shut up,
Renee? I don't care what you say. I don't
think they've gotten here yet.
They're here somewhere. That means they haven't found it.
You sure that's all that guy said, buried under a big W?
Well, actually, it was after that that I joined the party.
Yes, sir. By George, that's what he said. It was under a big W.
Let's look over there. Huh?
Will you shut up and follow me?
I don't know.
This morning?
Yeah. Who's he? I don't know.
Who's he?
I don't know.
Mama, how many people are mixed up in this thing? Mama, who are they? Cabbies? Mama, this thing's like a convention.
I didn't mean to startle you. Are you all right?
Who are you? Are you the others? And the ones that are looking?
Well, I am in a way, aren't you?
No. I mean, I didn't want to have anything to do with it right from the start. And you know what? I know where it is. I'm the only one that knows where it is, and I wasn't even looking.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't know what I should do. Ah! Come on out, all of you. This is ridiculous.
I absolutely agree with you, Mrs. Marcus.
Oh, come on out. We all know we're all here, and nobody's fooling
okay,
anybody.
Okay, so we all know. So what?
Don't you talk to my mom in that tone of voice. You hear?
You hear?
Shut up.
Oh. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. We ain't the only ones here. I seen at least four or five other guys.
That's right, those two cab drivers. I saw them.
Oh, they came with us. And that dentist.
You want to start?
Yes, I want to.
Look, why are we wasting so much time? We all know that we're all here. And we all know that even if somebody finds the money, nobody's going to get away with it unless everybody gets a share. So why don't we all get sensible and get this thing organized?
Did y'all hear what Mama said?
Yeah.
Come on, Mama.
Now, wait a minute. Did anybody see a guy with glasses with a real sneery expression on his face? I mean, like, this guy was ugly. I mean, like, real ugly.
And then if you help me dig it up, you can have half, and I'll have half. Is that okay? I mean, is that fair? Because if I have half of the money, I can go away somewhere where nobody can find me. Not Russell or my mother or Sylvester, anybody. You don't know what that'd mean. Why, if I had enough money, I might even be able to live in a convent or something.
In a convent?
Uh-huh.
Now, we all know that we're all here, right? Now, it only seems intelligent to me that we should all share in one equal share apiece. Is that right?
That's right. Melville's right.
So we all know that. Look, there's no reason...
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's him, all right?
Yeah! Stop this one! I can't help you! Forget! I'm your friend! Melville, you got it!
Oh, he's so neurotic! Can't you do something?
Oh, yeah, check.
Why, he's very neurotic. I'm Mama, your friend. I'll get my hands on you. I tell you, why, that's it. Sure. Look. It's a big W, I tell you. It's a big W.
Look at it.
Do it.
Come on. 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 Come on.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Finch. I'm afraid it's too late. I think they found it.
What do you think he did?
What is that? That's great.
Congratulations. Well done.
Listen, I think the big boy here should get an extra share from all of us. After all, it was he who found it.
Yes,
I insist he gets an extra share.
That's right. He deserves an extra share.
Well, I...
Well, look, why don't we just start digging for it right now?
Wait, wait, suppose somebody comes along. What do we tell them?
Well, we could just say that we're here with an anthropological expedition.
Ah, we don't tell them anything. We tell them to hit the road or we'll beat their brains in.
Right.
Well, it's a nice dream. Lasted almost 5 minutes.
Now, how many are we? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 of us, that means 15 equal shares.
Why, you dirty double-crosser.
I was only...
Why, you cut yourself in for twice?
I was just...
You think you can get away with that?
Yeah.
This plan is your money. Grab him.
You didn't cheat anybody but yourself because now you're out.
Listen.
You can't cut me out now, you hear? Not after what I've been through. All right. Okay. I'm warning you. If I don't get a share, I'm going to go straight to the police.
The police? What's the matter?
Look here, you runner. What makes you think that the police...
What about that money? It had to come from somewhere.
We know where it come from. That poor old man who died up there on the mountain this morning. You wasn't even there, so shut up.
All right. Okay, you asked for it. I'm going to go straight to the police.
What makes you think the police would be interested, Mr. Meyer?
Are you kidding? Isn't it obvious? How do you think money gets
Well, how did you know my name?
You know this crook?
Well, I've never actually met him, Mr. Pike, but I've come to feel that I know him.
How did you know my name? I don't believe I've met you anyplace.
Yeah. Now, who are you? We thought he came with you. Didn't he come with you?
No, he didn't come with us. I mean, we thought he came with you.
Yeah.
Well, if he didn't come with you, he'd been come with us. Well, then, who are you?
I'm Captain Culpepper of the Santa Rosita Police Department.
Yeah, I'm coming to the point. The point is that I happen to have enough stuff in my private files. Stuff relating to civic building, road contracts, harbor and cannery projects. Enough stuff to put you, the DA, myself, and a two-thirds majority behind bars for the next 20 years. And I give you my word that that's exactly where everybody is going unless certain things start happening now.
Like what, for instance?
I want the pension for Culpepper's grade trebled. Not doubled, trebled. I want Culpepper to retire with honor. I want it on paper and over your signature. That's exactly what's going to happen, and I want that paper in my hands in 15 minutes, or I'll have all the reporters in town in here in 20. Now, you know the word for this, Your Honor. It's called blackmail.
Sir, could you possibly see your way clear to give us a break?
You kidding? Him give you a break?
Hey, we had a pretty rough day already. We was all covered with dirt and we fell down in an airplane. And my grandmother's dying in Oxnard.
I know we don't deserve any kindness, Captain, but, well, if you could help us, I'm sure we'd all be inspired to go on and live better lives.
Well, there is one thing. I don't know whether it would help or not. But if instead of my turning you in, you went and turned yourselves in, juries sometimes look very favorably on things like that.
You'd let us do that?
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's turn ourselves in.
You must be a fine human being, sir, after all. Why should you worry whether we get a break or not?
Well, Mr. Meyer, no matter what you've all done today, you're not really criminals.
So if you like, you can all hop into those two cabs and drive over to Santa Rosita and walk in.
Then let's do that.
But, sir, yes. We can't all get into the two cabs, can we?
Well, you can't take the stolen vehicles. Those have to stay here to be picked up later.
Well, what are we waiting for? Well, let's go before you take
us. Let's go. Let's get the back in the back.
What's the problem with your wife?
Drive carefully. They may be the last passengers you'll ever carry.
Oh, funny. That's funny. Funny, right? Funny? You could be the most comical cop I ever met.
Yeah.
Culpepper.
Yes, sir.
Everything is under control here. It'll take a little longer because there was a joker in the deck that nobody knew about. Right?
Yes, sir.
So don't make a move of any kind until you hear from me.
Yes, sir.
Listen, why does the man want to give everybody a break? Huh? What's his angle there?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too.
There's something very funny going on here. How does he know what we're going to do?
Look, we're in enough of a mess. We better do just what he said.
I'm telling you, the man, he's got some kind of angle.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it.
What is it? Can you see him?
Just what does he think he's doing?
That certainly is strange.
Look at this. What is he doing?
What's he doing?
He's going the other way! Well,
what are we standing here?
the cops around. He planned it. We were the only ones who knew where the money was. He was just waiting around to take it away from us.
Yeah, but if we find all the money first and we turn it in, then we'll all be in the clear.
So, let's just get the dough and worry about the rest later.
Look, he's slowing down.
No, he's going to turn off to the left.
What is it?
We think there's something phony here. We're out on 101 by Cortez checking a mad dog report.
Orders were to maintain silence. Captain Culpepper wants his channel kept clear.
We know it, but we saw Captain Culpepper. He just went by here doing 90 miles an hour.
I don't think I understand that, 14. Well, are you sure it was Captain Culpepper?
Yep.
Was he chasing anybody?
Nope.
Could he have been chasing anybody?
Chief, it's the mayor.
That's what struck us so funny. There were about 15 people in two cabs right behind them. It looked like they were chasing him.
They were chasing him? Hey, what's going on here?
I brought it myself. Everything you asked for.
The pension? Call him. Try to get Captain Culpepper.
Yes, sir. Calling Captain Culpepper, Central Division urgent. Calling Captain Culpepper. Captain Culpepper!
It can only happen in America.
You gonna stop that again?
Now, listen to me, Culp. Everything has been fixed. There's been some negotiation, and everything is all right.
Cut out this nonsense and answer me. This is Aloysius speaking.
I still don't understand this. What's it all about?
Well, that's it. All units. Arrest Captain Culpepper.
Hey, there he is! There he is! I know he's gonna...
Come back!
Get me out of here!
Just don't sit there. Come on!
Come on, now, this way!
I got the money!
Get the money!
I got the money!
Get off your head!
Get on alphabetical. I'm Benji.
Wait a minute.
Stepping
on my head. Get on the ladder. Get on the ladder.
Don't leave me. Come back here. You can't leave me.
Policeman, your behavior was ratty outrageous.
Well, you could have taken a fair share like the rest of us, but no, you had to go and grab up the whole scene, baby.
We had 350,000 bucks right in our hands.
14 into $350,000.
Oh, shut up!
Wish I knew what they were going to do to us. But no matter what happens to us, what happens to you, I hope will be worse.
I don't think you have to worry too much about that. My wife is divorcing me. My mother-in-law is suing me for damages. My daughter is applying to the courts to have her name changed. My pension has been revoked. And the only reason that you 10 idiots will very likely get off lightly is because the judge will have me up there to throw the book at.
Oh, that's tough. Oh.
I'd like to think that sometime, maybe 10 or 20 years from now, there'd be something I could laugh at. Anything.
Hey,
because if you hadn't